From Economics Matters by Lawrence Kotlikoff, accusing Israel of genocide is anti-Semitic pure and simple. Mayor Mamdani seems to be a good man trying to do good things for New York, but his recent pledge, since revoked for lack of enforcement power, to arrest Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, if he steps foot in New York, smacks of anti-Semitism, something many on the far left and far right are embracing. Here's what the mayor said. Benjamin Netanyahu is not welcome in New York City, nor is any other war criminal at large. While we cannot end the genocide on our own, we can decide whether our silence will become another weapon, and we can examine every tool we have to defend the humanity and dignity of all people. Maybe I'm missing something, but is the mayor of New York supposed to be determining U.S. foreign policy? Does his job description include upholding foreign indictments by courts, in this case, the International Criminal Court, that the United States doesn't recognize? Does he think an indictment is a conviction? If not, why is he proclaiming Netanyahu a war criminal? And why is he declaring that Israel is conducting genocide? Neither the International Criminal Court nor the International Court of Justice has done so. His answer, surely, is that a purported, by the Gaza Health Ministry, 73,000 Palestinians have died as part of Israel's ongoing war with Hamas, a war that Hamas started and a war that Hamas can instantly end by laying down its arms and vacating Gaza. From what I can tell, Mamdani has not threatened to arrest Hamas officials if they come to the Big Apple, nor has he accused Hamas of committing war crimes, let alone genocide against Palestinians by, for example, fighting from hospitals. The death of a single innocent Palestinian is a tragedy. 73,000 innocent deaths, if the count is correct and all the deceased were innocent, is 73,000 tragedies. But Israel claims to have killed 22,000 Hamas militants. If we put these two unsubstantiated numbers together, the war has claimed the lives of 51,000 innocent civilians, of which 21,000 are purported to be children, all horrific tragedies. 51,000 innocent civilians is close to the purported tens of thousands of civilians Russia has killed in its war on Ukraine. But it's far less than the over 250,000 civilians killed by our country in our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the 250,000 civilian death total is likely far less than the number of civilians we killed in Vietnam. Then there's WW2, in which US bombing appears to have killed up to 1 million Japanese and German civilians, and British bombing appears to have killed some 100,000 German civilians. I don't recall Roosevelt being accused of genocide after he ordered the firebombing of Tokyo and 59 other Japanese cities. I don't recall Churchill being accused of genocide after he approved firebombing of some 30 German cities, including Dresden. Is Russia committing genocide in Ukraine? LaGuardia, mayor of New York in August 1945, using a press briefing about city business to accuse President Harry Truman of being a war criminal and committing genocide the day, month, or year after the killing of over 200,000 innocent people in a matter of seconds in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The mayor hasn't said, did the U.S. commit genocide in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Japan, and Germany? The mayor has yet to say, I don't recall Fiorello H. Mayor Mamdani might want to weigh in to set the record straight. Was Truman a war criminal and did he commit genocide? We're entering a terrifying new era. Includes this statement, as a scholar of genocide, I believe this was a concerted attempt to destroy the Palestinians in Gaza, in whole or in part, and that the operation therefore reached the high bar of the 1948 Genocide Convention's definition of this crime. To my knowledge, Professor Bartov has not accused the U.S. of committing genocide in WW2. But to be fair, the mayor is not an expert on genocide. Who is? Omer Bartov, a professor of Holocaust and Genocide Studies at Brown University. His July 22nd NY Times op-ed, I'm a scholar of genocide. 3 nights, 2 bombs, 200,000 plus people dead. 1 night's firebombing of Dresden, upwards of 100,000 people dead. 1 night's firebombing of Tokyo, upwards of 100,000 people dead. But they weren't, as far as I can tell, genocides according to the professor's expert belief. Nor were our wars in Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan. What about the Islamic Revolutionary Guard's recent murder of perhaps 30,000 innocent protesters over the course of a few days? Does that rise to genocide according to the mayor and Professor Bartov? Dictionary.com defines genocide as the deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial, political, or cultural group. Dictionary, I am not a scholar of the Holocaust or a genocide expert, but I don't believe Israel's war with Hamas comes close to a deliberate and systematic extermination. N of today's 15.5 million Palestinians. Oxford Learner's Dictionaries defines it as the murder of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group, with the aim of destroying that nation or group. Oxford Learner's Dictionaries, I am am not a scholar of the Holocaust or a genocide expert, but I don't believe that Israel arranged to be attacked by Hamas on October 7, 2023, in order to destroy 15.5 million Palestinians. To my knowledge, Professor Bardov has not said he believes our forefathers, particularly President Andrew Jackson, committed genocide against Native Americans. Maybe we should check the dictionary for the definition of genocide. Here are five definitions. Cambridge defines genocide as the crime of intentionally destroying part or all of a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group by killing people or by other methods. Dictionary.Cambridge. I am not a scholar of the Holocaust or a genocide expert, but I don't believe that Israel intentionally arranged to be attacked by Hamas on October 7, 2023 to kill a purported 51,000 Palestinian civilians. Britannica defines genocide as the deliberate and systematic destruction of a group of people because of ethnicity, nationality, religion, or race. Britannica. I am not a scholar of the Holocaust or a genocide expert, but I don't believe that Israel has engaged in deliberate or systematic destruction of 15.5 million people in fighting Hamas. If it did, we'd be seeing mass extermination of Palestinians in the West Bank. Collins defines genocide as the deliberate murder of a whole community or race, or the systematic killing of a whole national or ethnic group. I am not a scholar of the Holocaust or a genocide expert, but I don't believe that Israel has deliberately murdered the whole community of 15.5 Palestinians. Since beliefs have risen to journalism, here are some of mine. I don't believe that Roosevelt, Churchill, or Truman committed genocide. I don't believe the NY mayor should be grandstanding to enhance his political credentials. I believe the only solution for Israel and the Palestinians is a two-state solution. I believe that the path to a two-state solution for Palestinians is nonviolence. I believe Hamas is a terrorist organization that needs to be destroyed once and for all. I believe that Hamas' destruction is a sine qua non for a two-state solution. I believe that there are many Israelis who want to occupy and evict all Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank. I believe that there are many Palestinians who want to evict all Jews from Israel and that from the river to the sea is code for doing so. I believe that a very small segment of white Americans would approve exterminating all black Americans, Jews, and other minorities. I believe a very small segment of Israelis would approve exterminating all Palestinians. I believe a very small segment of Palestinians would approve exterminating all Israeli Jews. I believe that the vast majority of Israelis would be thrilled with a two-state solution that does not involve an armed, hostile Palestinian state that seeks its destruction. I believe